Here's a thought I'll title, Believability versus Truthfulness. The other day I was looking at some photo essays done by W. Eugene Smith and published in Life magazine. If you've never looked at his work, it is so worthwhile. It's magnificent what he did and what he left. Just so happens that the library in Anacortes has a complete set of Life magazines that someone has donated, and they're all there, and it's marvelous to go look through them and see not only Eugene Smith's work, but lots of other photographers' great work. Well, anyway, I was looking at Eugene Smith's work and was doing so because I was studying the integration of image and text, which has been a long-time interest of mine. And the more I work with image and text, the more I have questions about it and thought this might be a good place to go and learn and see how it was done by a master. Knowing perfectly well that Eugene Smith didn't write all the text, matter of fact, wrote very little of his own text, but nonetheless, it wasn't authorship that I was interested in, but rather the integration, regardless of the authorship. And in the process of looking at this work, I had this strange thought. It occurred to me that my underlying assumption in all of his photo essays is that they're truthful. That is to say, they're documentary, not fiction. And I think that's an accurate statement in the case of Eugene Smith. All of his work was documentary and truthful. He didn't stage anything. He didn't fake any photographs. Of course, it would have been much more difficult to fake a photograph in his day and age, but it's not in our day and age, where this is becoming a bigger and bigger issue. So that got me thinking about the integration of photography and fictional text. And I asked myself the simple question, what if the stories that accompany Eugene Smith's images are fiction? Some creative writer sat down and made up the stories. Would it change the way I responded to the work if they were fiction? And my surprise answer was, I'm not sure it would. When I see those heartbreaking images of Tomoko in her bath, where Eugene Smith makes so visible and so powerful the effects of mercury poisoning, would I feel differently if the text that accompanied that were still about mercury poisoning, but maybe not a truthful story of Tomoko and her mother? It would still be a powerful story. Would it make a difference to my response if we were to discover that it was fiction? If it was pawned off as truthful and we were to discover it was fiction, that's different. That's a matter of deception. But what if we create artwork that is image and text that we promote as fiction, that we acknowledge as fiction? And I think of Wright Morris, which are truth-based stories in the sense that his inspiration was his family's farm in Nebraska, I think it was. But the stories that he wrote, because he was a novelist, were fiction, combined with his images into the three wonderful books he did, Home Place, God's Country and My People, and The Inhabitants. All fiction, all very powerful. And the more I thought about this, the more I realized art is full of fiction. And quite honestly, I see no overwhelming reason why photography should avoid the storytelling capabilities of fiction. Because of photography's powerful association with truth, that can be, I understand, problematic, but not if we announce that the work is fictionalized up front, like they do in the movies, based on a true story or something like that. The word that kept popping into my mind as I was thinking about all of this was believability versus truthfulness. If a photographic project is intended to be truthful, then it is documentary, it is photojournalism. It had better be truthful or we're going to feel cheated, because what we think is truthful is not. There's deception involved. Believability is a different thing. It could be true. We realize it's based on the truth, but the specifics the individuals, the story itself may or may not be true. For some reason, that got me thinking about Norman Rockwell. All of that work that he did was believable, but it wasn't necessarily truthful. They weren't portraits of individuals that he knew. He wasn't trying to make accurate reproductions of what people looked like. He was trying to capture, what, the spirit of the times. And as such, his paintings are fiction, but they're believable. I think this is worth thinking about for us photographers, because photography is so closely associated with documentary and truthful representations. But as we move more and more into the world of AI, Photoshop, recombinant imagery, hypersaturated color, HDR, AI remove tools, etc., etc., believability versus truthfulness is going to become a bigger and bigger issue for us. And if you as an individual or me as an individual has not dealt with this yet in terms of our philosophical approach, we're going to need to do that sooner rather than later because of the speed at which all these new aesthetics and tools are developing. Which brings me to one final observation. Years and years ago, at the Anacortes Art Festival, there was a photographer who had a booth of all of his photographs there and a big banner in the back of his booth that said, "These images are real. What you see is exactly what I saw." But then, of course, in our three-dimensional world, all of his prints were two-dimensional. And I noticed that all the subjects in his photographs, mostly landscapes and that kind of thing, were represented in his photographs in significantly reduced scale, so that something that might have been hundreds of yards in real life was represented in a couple of inches in his photograph. That's a fiction. But yet, I think he was onto something by reassuring people that they weren't fake. They were photographic, but not fake. In other words, they were believable. And I think that points to an important distinction between believability and truthfulness, and places on all of us photographers a responsibility to think carefully and to know precisely what we're doing and somehow communicate that to people who look at our work. A believable image can be a fiction and still be done with integrity. An image that is fiction that represents itself as truthfulness is a deception.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.